have Adar coming up, Adar Sheni, it's Purim. So just desire everybody to start learning on your own the halachas of Megillah and Mitzvah Sayom of Purim. So it's something which is quite Nogea L'maisa in terms of the chiyuv to hear the Megillah. You have in Siman Tafresh Pei Tes and Tafresh Tzadi the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and the issue of when one reads a Megillah, how audible does it have to be for the one who's reading it and for the one who's listening, and what's called listening exactly. It's hard sometimes to pin these things down. Not everything is clear cut. Just a few ha'aris in this inyan. In Tafresh Pei Tes, the Siv Beis, the Mechaber tells us that if you hear the Megillah, you have to hear it from someone who's chayiv in the Kriyas Megillah. Therefore, im haya kori cheresh oshat okatan oshote, hashamir menu lo yatsa. So you can't be yotzei Megillah if the one who's the balkore is cheresh okatan oshote. So this case of cheresh is not so clear what we're dealing with and why it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says, what type of cheresh are we talking about? Medaber ve'eino shomea klal. Obviously, he can speak because he's reading the Megillah, but he doesn't hear at all. Now, so what? So, Afal Gavi asked, ba'alma kaimelon demoi shmiel la'azno yatsa. So you didn't hear it, but you said it. The words were uttered, just that the person didn't hear what he was saying. And he brings from Simon Samach Beis, and Simon Kuf Pehei by Zimun. So he says this for one answer, two answers to this question. Number one, Le'inyan Megillah, Dumishem Pirsume Nisa Hechmiru Bo Yoser, Deshmir La'azno Hu Le'ikuva. So the first answer he brings from the Beis Yosef is that although typically you don't have to hear, as long as the words come out, even if you didn't hear it, it's okay. But Pirsume Nisa Megillah is different, and it's Ma'akev if you don't hear yourself saying the words. Based on this, he writes in the Sharet Siyun, he says from Beis Yosef, "Ufizeh mishikoriya Megillah atzmo." So suppose you're hearing, you're reading for yourself, or if you miss words, and you want to be able to make up those words. So according to this shita, it could be the halacha we're not going to be machmir to this extent. But he says it should come out. It comes out any time that you're making up words on your own. You have to hear what you're saying. Then there's another answer. Inami, the cheresh goret fe. Inachinami, you don't need mamish to be mashmir la'azno, but still a cheresh can be motzi you in someone who doesn't hear what he's saying can be motzi you in Kriyas Megillah, because ain't a yachal mashmir la'azno, because it's not Roy Labila. He couldn't even have done it if he wanted to. So, I was looking over in the notes here in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. They have a lot of discussion about these issues. So he brings, for example, among other issues, he says, let's say a person's reading the Megillah and he's reading it audibly, but he can't hear what he's saying because of the noise of the banging Haman or whatever else is around him. So here it's sort of in the middle. In terms of himself, he would be able to hear it, but there's external reasons why he can't hear it. Does that create a problem? Because it's maisa, you couldn't hear it. So it's a Kaf HaChaim is misupik about that. Or is only as long as the dibur itself would be a dibur that you could be shomea, that would be enough. What's that?
Is that for the kore or for the person?
No, for the person, or the kore or the person who's reading it to himself, in other words. Now, the issue of somebody who doesn't hear every word, so that comes up later in the Mishnah Berurah Tafresh Tzadi. And situations, for example, if the person's a little dozing off and then you realize you missed something. So if the person is reading the Megillah, Kra Misnamnim. Misnamnim is just sort of, you know, not quite awake, but not quite asleep. Hoblo Nirda Beshena Yatsa. As long as you obviously had the presence enough to say the words and you're the Balkore, so that's okay. However, Im Shema Misnamnim Lo Yatsa. But say you're tired and you're trying to listen to Megillah and you're dozing off. That's what the Mechaber says. Lo yatsa. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So if the person who read his misnam name, he's yotzei, and those who hear my yotzei, as long as the words are not slurred, the words are properly said. Where's his kavana? Let's say it's okay. He had kavana. or he had kavanah at the beginning of his kriya, that's good enough. If the one who's hearing it is misnam named, the bikriya kim shekore karaoi harei muchach, that he knows what he's saying. But in shmiya, you for sure must have missed some words. If you're dozing off, you obviously must have missed some words. That's how he puts it. So then they discuss as follows. Suppose a person is reading the Megillah, and while they're reading the Megillah, like, their mind wandered. It's typical today, especially. It's hard to focus. And, you know, you kind of know that, you know what the storyline is, but can you say you actually heard every word? So for, like, for a few minutes, you were somewhere else, and then you came back, and then next thing you know, it's the next parak, and the story continues. And you know what happened between one part of the story and the other, but what's called exactly listening to every word? That's what's hard to pin down. I still brought a tshuva from the Minchas Elazar on this issue also, in the Sefer Nimuki Orachayim. It's very common, he says, for people to have their mind wander, and whatever thing it is, a Talmid Chacham could think in learning, a businessman could think about his business, and you kind of can say, I know I heard the words, but like, I'm not sure if I really heard the words. Like, you know, what do you compare it to? So they try to bring rayas on this issue. The Gemara says that there are three words in the Megillah that we don't know what they mean. Hachashtronim b'nei haramachim. We don't really know what those words mean. But it's still mitzvahs kriya persumi nisa. So you could be hearing words in Lashon HaKodesh that you don't know, and yet you're yotze. So if you're mesiach das, I don't know, like, so you heard words. You didn't process the words as you were saying it, but not processing the words doesn't mean you didn't hear the words. What do we require? Do you require having, at the time that the words were said, you had to take in the meaning of those words as you're saying it? Perhaps you don't need that. You have some idea what it means, but you don't really know what it means. So it could be it's no worse than that. Mitzad sheni, where do you draw the line? I mean, if you mamish somewhere else, so then they bring in the deer shoe from, I think, from Rabbi Yashiv. Wait to a litmus test would be if your finger has been on a certain word and it's continuing to stay on the words as they're going, even if your mind might be somewhere else. But, you know, when you find yourself coming back to the story in your mind, your finger is on the place where it is now and it was continuously on the place, then you can perhaps assume that you were hearing everything. Again, even if your mind did divert its attention. So that's maybe a way to measure that you aren't Mesiach Das to the extent that it'd be a problem in Shemiah. But I'm just bringing Ba'ar the issue. Now, how do you know that you've heard every word of the Megillah? I don't want anyone to get Chas V'Shalom OCD about it. We don't want that either. You know, some people, it's a problem. You know, they're always wondering, did I say it right? Did I say Kriya Shema right? Did I hear it? You don't want to make yourself crazy. But there has to be some kind of minimum standard. To the extent that you don't have a tendency to worry about these types of things that can create a hardship, it's worth considering exactly what is considered being Shomea. Ideally, you shouldn't be tired, so you don't have to, and you can, you know, and you're, hopefully you're wired enough to be able to feel excited about the Megillah from beginning to end, but it does take a half hour, 40 minutes to hear the Megillah beginning to end. If you're not reading the Megillah yourself, then there has to be something that's going to keep you alert and awake and hopefully be able to follow from beginning to end. But again, exactly the Gedarim, what this would mean, it's not so clear. It's a few ha'aris on this inyan. Okay.